And he went down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and he was teaching them on the Shabbat. And they were astonished at his teaching, for his word possessed authority. And in the synagogue there was a man who had the spirit of an unclean demon, and he cried out with a loud voice, "Ha! What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, and saying, "Be silent and come out of him." And when the demon had thrown him down in their midst, he came out of him, having done him no harm. And they were all amazed and said one to another, "What is this word? For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out." And reports about him went out into every place in the surrounding region. And he arose and left the synagogue and entered Simon's house. Now Simon's mother-in-law was ill with a high fever, and they appealed to him on her behalf. And he stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her, and immediately she rose and began to serve them. Now when the sun was setting, all those who had any who were sick with various diseases brought them to him, and he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. And demons also came out of many, crying, "You are the Son of God." But he rebuked them and would not allow them to speak, because they knew that he was the Christ. And when it was day, he departed and went to a desolate place. And the people sought him and came to him, and would have kept him from leaving them. But he said to them, "I must preach the good news of the kingdom of God to the other towns as well, for I was sent for this purpose." And he was preaching in the synagogues of Judea.
耶稣来到加百农，也就是加利利的一座城池，在安息日当天给众人传道。 大家都觉得他所讲的内容非常稀奇，因为总能感觉到他的话语中所含的权威。在会堂中有一个人，他当时身上已被鬼所覆盖，所以他大喊着：“看哪，这就是拿撒勒的耶稣！我们没有与你们相干吧？你是来毁灭我们的吗？我知道你是谁。” 你就是神的圣者，耶稣责备他说：“不要出声，从这人身上出来。”鬼把那人摔倒在众人中间，就出来了，却也没有害他。众人都惊讶，彼此之间就对问：“这到底是什么道理呢？就因为他有权威，能吩咐驱鬼巫，所以所有的魔鬼就逃出来了吗？” 于是耶稣的名声传遍了四方。耶稣这时走出了会堂，走进了西门彼得的家里。西门的岳母当时正害着黄热病，发烧非常严重，有人为他来求耶稣来医治。耶稣站在他的身边，斥责道：“然后那个病热就退过去了。最终他的岳母好起来。” 他立即起来去服侍他们。日落的时候，其他病人无论得了什么样的病，都被带到耶稣这里来。耶稣用手按在这些病人身上，他们逐一被医好了。此时又有一些鬼从好些人身上钻出来，喊着说道：“你是神的儿子。”耶稣斥责他们，不许他们说话。 因为他们知道他是耶稣基督。天亮的时候，耶稣出来了，他独自走到旷野中间，众人去寻他，到那里还要挽留他，求他不要离开他们。但此时耶稣却对众人说：“我还要必须到其他城池去传天国的福音。我来到人间，皆是因为这个原因。”于是耶稣在加利利的会堂。 开始了传道。大家好，我是主播 Kiki。第二阶段中文名字是读经大讲堂，英文名称是 Bible Study。我们会采取轻松愉快的学习模式，带你进入新的学习世界。 每次我会以学习者的角度做个人总结分析，然后 Ingrid Sisser 会帮助我和大家进行深度的学习问题讨论。希望这样的趣味性互动可以给大家带来新的知识体验。以下还是我对姐姐的相关问题采访。今天是卢克福音第六讲，欢迎大家在评论区留言讨论。Hello everyone, I'm Kiki. Chinese name of our second phase of the program is 读经大讲堂。English name is Bible Study. We'll adopt a relaxed, also enjoyable learning mode to take you into a new learning world. Each time I will make a personal summary and analyze from the perspective of a learner. Then Sister Ingrid will help me conduct in-depth learning and problem discussions with everybody. I hope that such an interesting, also interactive process can bring new knowledge experience to you all. The following is my interview with Sister on related issues. Today is the sixth lecture on the Gospel of Luke. Everyone is welcome to leave a message in the comment area for discussion. Well, firstly is still my today's personal study summary. In this passage from the Bible, we see Jesus performing several miracles in Capernaum. He begins by teaching in a synagogue on the Sabbath, and people are amazed by how powerful, also authoritative, in his words are. While he's teaching, a man with an unclean demon shot at him, recognizing Jesus as the Holy One of God, and asking if he has come to destroy them. Jesus orders the demon to be quietly and to leave them, which he does, the man is healed. Afterward, Jesus goes to Simon's house, where he heals Simon's mother-in-law, who is suffering from a high fever. She's immediately healed and began to serve them. Later, when the sun sets, people bring all sorts of sick individuals to Jesus. He heals many of them and drives out demons that are crying out, acknowledging him as the Son of God. However, Jesus doesn't allow the demons to speak because they know he's the Christ. The next morning, Jesus goes to a quiet place to pray, but people find him and try to kill him with them together. But Jesus told them that he must continue preaching the good news of God's kingdom in other tongues, as that is the purpose he was sent for. He continues to spread his message, preaching in the synagogue of Judea. Now, let Ingrid's sister make a go further summary.
Yes, for to understand the healing ministry of Jesus, we have to go back to the Old Testament. There, the people were blessed with earthly blessings if they hold the words of God and did the things right.
为了理解耶稣的医治神迹，我们需要先回到旧约当中。在旧约中，人们如果遵守上帝的话语，并做出正确的事情，就会得到世间的祝福。
If they did not consider the word of God and sinned, they were cursed with sickness and possessed with demons as a consequence of that.
如果他们不听从上帝的话，进而犯罪，他们则就会遭受疾病的诅咒，与魔鬼附身。
When John the Baptist appeared, it was after 200 years of silence from God because he was so angry with his people that he did not talk to them.
当受洗者约翰出现的时候，上帝已经沉默了200年之久，因为他对他的人民感到非常的愤怒。所以他并没有与他们通话。
In that time, there was a lot of sin too, because people did not care a lot about God's word, and this is why there were so many sick people and demons.
在当时的时代，也存在着许多的罪恶，因为人们不关心上帝的话语，所以才有那么多的病人和恶魔出现。
For this reason, the disciples ask in the Gospel of John, When John healed the blind bald man who has seen he or his parents, the concept that somebody can be sick because God wants to glorify himself by healing him was new to them.
因此，门徒在约翰福音中进行询问：耶稣何时治愈了天生的盲人？是他自己做的，还是他父母犯下的罪孽？有的人生病是因为上帝想通过治愈他来荣耀自己，这个概念对他们来说确实是非常新颖独到的。
Jesus came to earth for to carry the sin away and for to heal our sickness too, like we hear in Isaiah 53, 4 to 5.
耶稣来到人世间，是为了带走我们的罪孽，也是为了医治我们的疾病。就像我们在以赛亚书第53章第4节第五小段中所听到的一样。
So surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted.
他诚然担当我们所有的忧患，背负我们当下的苦难，我们却以为他受责罚、被神击打是理所应当的。
But he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his wounds we are healed.
哪知他为我们的过错所累，为我们的罪孽所压伤，因他所受的刑罚，让我们最终得到了平安；因他所受的鞭伤，我们最终得到了医治。
This is the reason why he walked around announcing the kingdom of God and healed sick people. Further in dispatches, we read about the mother-in-law of Simon Peter and more people who were set free from demons.
在当时，这就是他四处宣扬上帝之国并医治病人的原因。在今天的这段经文当中，我们进一步读到西门彼得的岳母和其他更多人最终从魔鬼手中被释放。
He first was at Capernaum, which he elected as his hometown after Nazareth refused him. Then he walked around in the whole Judea for to go on his ministry.
他首先到达卡莫瑞瑙，因为拿撒勒当时已经拒绝了他，所以他选择这里作为自己的起点与家乡。然后耶稣走遍了整个犹太地区，继续他的传道工作。OK，based on our Bible study content, now let me ask the sister some related questions. We hope the following questions can be helpful to our brothers and sisters who have just become new Christians. The first one, sister, why were people amazed at Jesus' teaching? Did people think he was weird at that moment? 为什么人们对耶稣的教导感觉到惊讶？人们是否觉得耶稣的行为十分古怪呢？
They were astonished because Jesus taught with authority, not like the Pharisees that they had heard before.
人们当时感到很惊讶，因为耶稣的教导非常具有权威感，并不像他们以前听过的其他法利赛人所述的那样。Second question, sister, what did the unclean demon say when it saw Jesus? 当身体不洁的鬼看到耶稣的时候，说了什么样的话呢？
He identified Jesus as the Holy of God and he asked Jesus if he came to destroy them because the demon knew that Jesus had the authority to do that.
他当时认定耶稣就是上帝的圣者，并问耶稣是否是来毁灭他们的，因为魔鬼知道耶稣有权这样做。Next question: How did Jesus heal the man with the demon? 耶稣是如何治愈那个被鬼附身的人呢？
He rebuked the demon and said, Go out of this man.
他当时斥责魔鬼说：“赶快从这个人身上出去吧。 Next question, sister. What happened when Simon's mother-in-law was healed? 当西门彼得的岳母被治愈的时候，又发生了什么呢？
She stood up and served them.
他立马站起来，并为其他人进行了服务。Next question, sister. What did the people do when the sun was setting? 当太阳落山的时候，人们做了什么呢？
They brought many sick people with the purpose that Jesus should heal them.
他们带来了许多病患，目的是希望耶稣也能把他们一一治愈。What did the demons say when they were cast out? 当魔鬼被赶出人们的身体的时候，他们又说了什么话呢？
They said you are the holy of God.
魔鬼说：“你才是上帝的圣者。”Next question: Why did Jesus not let the demons speak? 为什么耶稣当时不让鬼说话呢？
They knew him all and identified him as the Messiah.
魔鬼全都认识耶稣，并认定他就是新的弥赛亚。Next question: Why did Jesus leave the people who wanted to keep him? 为什么耶稣离开了那些想要挽留他的人呢？
He had to preach the gospel to other people too.
因为耶稣身兼重担，必须也向其他人传福音。Next question: What was Jesus' purpose according to his statement in the passage? 根据耶稣在这段经文中的话，他的最终目标是什么样呢？
He had to preach the good news of the kingdom of God to the other towns as well.
他也必须向其他人宣扬上帝国王的好消息。The last question for you. Where did Jesus continue preaching after leaving Capernaum? 耶稣离开加百农之后，继续在哪些地方进行讲道呢？
He went to Judea and the rest of Israel.
他去了犹太的其他地区以及以色列的其他地区进行传道。好了，今天的节目就到这里，感谢大家的收听。祝大家2025年2月份新春快乐！我们下期再会。